I'm not doing jack squat.
Thank God.
Just like every episode.
Sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Josh doesn't do anything.
Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary folk, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judges. Back in 4K. We got caught in 4K. And we spent 4K.
Listen, don't pay too close attention, all right? You guys thought I was pretty before, but that was in low def, so.
Most deaf and low def. Erica, you're still pretty to me.
Oh, thanks, Joshua. Oh,
thanks for calling my wife hot, Josh.
Well, I mean,
it's not like you were doing it. So.
Huh?
Got him.
Guys, listen, no reviews this week. You know why?
Because all you bitches keep complaining about it.
Listen, send in Apple Podcast reviews. It's the only way us people without connections in the industry can get famous.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty true.
However, in lieu of review, we are, of course, opening up mail at the top. Now, Erica is like a child on Christmas Eve permanently. She's so ready to open up all of these.
I just want to know what's in all of them. We've got 4 packages here, and I want to know all of them right now.
Which one are you picking from? It has to be one of the bottom 3.
The middle one.
The Amazon one. Goes Gold?
Yeah, that one.
You know that one, that means it's a luxury item.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm opening it?
I hope
so. This is dangerous.
Erica, why would we let anybody other than you open it?
That's the correct answer, except I can't.
Yeah, we really should.
Let me see that little.
You're going to break my mustache comb?
I'll just use the other end of it.
We really should prepare. Guys, send us a box opener.
Yo, that's a really good gift idea.
Does it say on the package who it's from?
Please don't show.
I don't know.
Okay. It's from Jeff Bezos himself.
Wow. Jeff B, nice big fan.
ASMR right onto the mic.
All right, let's see.
I'm just trying to get it away from the mic. You're really rattling there.
Now your decisions can have more impact. From Bob Smiley. Thank you, Bob Smiley.
Bob Smiley?
Well, that's what it says.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What do we have here?
Why do some Amazon things get sent in a Ziploc bag?
Ooh.
They're contraband. Oh, my goodness. A second gavel.
Another one. Ooh, this one's got
fancy. The gold. Like our old logo.
Flossy, flossy.
Look at
that. Shit's frigalicious, bro.
This is nice. Thank you, Bob Smiley.
Order over there. We already have a gavel.
I like don't even want to hit it. I don't want it.
Wow. I think both those gavels came from the same place.
Amazon?
In Kentucky. I think that's what was on the thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
There's just like a gavel factory?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the judges get them?
They don't have to make them. That's not part of the bar exam.
Big gavel. You have to make it from your own piece of wood.
It's like Harry Potter, dude. The gavel chooses you.
Hey, man. Whatever works. Thank you.
Bob Smiley. We'll have to get like shelves or something to display.
Very cool.
All right. Well, that's mail. We'll open up one in apps. That way we can space it out.
Can we record 3 more episodes today? I just want to know.
Yeah, Josh. What if there's something that's like, could expire in there, and
don't
it's your
us
fault.
Stuff. Don't send us stuff that can expire.
Or do. We'll find out the hard
no,
way.
No, because then it's going to stink in there, and we're going to be like, oh, why does the pod studio stink? Is it just because Josh hangs out in here?
Yeah.
It's all his jokes hanging in the air.
Nice.
Thank you.
Got his ass.
I know.
Well, guys, we don't just open mail from our wonderful, wonderful listeners on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast, and that entails us reading stories on the internet.
And sometimes Christian does that.
I got the first story here coming straight from r/relationships.
Ooh, those are always good.
My 23 female, his boyfriend, 23 male, of 3 years, doesn't wash his hands after using the bathroom.
Me's boyfriend?
Well, it was my boyfriend, but it's really hard to say my 23. Oh, yeah, I guess it isn't, huh?
Oh, no, Christian.
We got to cut this up. We got to cut this all. This is going down bad.
Caught in 4K, not knowing how to read.
Uh-oh. My 23 female boyfriend, 23 male, 3 years, doesn't wash his hands after using the bathroom.
That's disgusting.
Is that normal?
No.
Yeah.
Fuck right off. That's disgusting.
Normal, yes. Fine, no.
I would say that probably is a normal thing. Not. It's still gross. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years now. We have a great relationship. And on the whole, I'm very happy. This is just a minor issue that has been getting to me recently. We started living together in September, and I noticed that he doesn't always wash his hands after using the bathroom.
Disgusting.
At first, I assumed he was just forgotten. I mean, he is pretty forgetful, and so I would remind him.
This is the lady whose boyfriend forgot her birthday. So they broke up.
That'd be bad.
But they're back together now, so.
But as time passed, I started noticing that he wasn't forgetting it occasionally. He just wasn't doing it ever. Disgusting. We talked about it because it bothered me. And he said that it's fine, that he's never gotten sick, and that people are way too concerned with cleanliness.
Yeah, I agree.
What? When was this posted?
This was sent in to us by a listener. This is posted 6 years ago.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Yeah, in New York in about, I don't know, March of 2020.
He's quite messy, and I knew that, but I really thought people generally just wash their hands after going to the bathroom.
They should. There are signs literally everywhere in public, in every public restroom ever.
I don't work there. It says employees must.
Yeah.
Patrons employees. Might not.
Also, he might not get sick a lot, but I do. And what about other people that come to our house? What about when he makes us food? Yuck.
Oh. Oh, God.
Anyway, the more I remind him, the more it gets on his nerves. And he feels like I'm nagging and bitching all the time. But he just brushes it off like I'm being a silly neat freak. So my question is, am I the asshole? Do people not wash their hands as often as I think they do? Am I being obsessive, or is he just being unsanitary?
He's being unsanitary. This is fucking gross. I'm genuinely creeped out. Like, I always knew that there was people out there that didn't wash their hands after going to the bathroom. I knew that. But to, like, now I know it?
Ugh. Now, here, one or two, right?
See, I knew.
Listen, if I'm in my own house,
would be having an argument.
If I'm in my own goddamn domicile and I'm just pulling out my dick and balls for a quick little piss and draws,
stop.
That's where I have snow in my toilet.
Oh my God!
To sort of sign my signature in a way. Sometimes I'm just touching my like pant waist. I'm not even touching nothing.
Yeah.
I don't care. You still have to, first of all.
I don't flush.
Bullshit.
I don't flush.
And you touch the toilet lid.
To lift it?
He lifts it and puts it down every single time, which I appreciate about you. But also, your hands are touching the toilet.
I piss in the sink anyways. Toilet number two for the number one.
Listen, if I'm touching the toilet, I'll wash my hands. If it's up, if the
You're touching the toilet when you flush.
I don't flush. We've already established this.
You're lying.
I have a auto sensor.
Bullshit. Let me pull out a sidebar from the Halloween episode. You just made that up.
So riddle me this, Ricky. It's 2 a.m.
Riddle me this.
You wake up. You gotta pee real bad. You're like, I don't want to wake up. I'm gonna leave all the lights off. You're stumbling into the bathroom. You're peeing in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You washing your hands and waking yourself up with the cold water that's inevitably going to come out of that faucet?
Yes.
Lies.
I wash my hands every time.
So why are you leaving the lights off then? Why are you trying to
stay
asleep?
I don't need the lights to see.
Why are you trying to stay asleep?
Because I'm still trying to go to bed afterwards, but I can do that with clean hands.
You're
going to
shock yourself with cold water. Case is crumbling here, Richard. Case is crumbling.
I think this is pretty common in like younger men specific, and maybe older men as well. But especially when it comes to like the cooking and stuff, sure. I think because I used to be like this, where
I'm
used
judging
to
judging you.
Okay, That's not the point of the podcast. It's to judge other people. Wait for the circle jerk.
I'm going to judge you.
But I think what really pointed out to me, especially if you have like a sexual partner where digits get inserted into places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
Or work on that for them. Got to get under the fingernails. You got to get on the palms and the knucks. You know.
What about the webs?
Yeah, the webs. No, those are dirty. Yeah, those are like a little treat.
Just thoroughly wash your hands. Sing to yourself happy birthday while you thoroughly.
Erica's never done this. She's lying to you guys.
On a side note, do any of you guys have the number for a good divorce lawyer?
Let me smell your hands right now. See if you washed them. Okay, she washed them.
I literally went to the bathroom right before we got here and washed my hands.
Fair enough. You got me. Okay. Sometimes I don't wash my hands after I pee. You always do after poo, but you definitely wash your hands.
I even have a sign in my bathroom that says, wash your hands.
Well, here's the whole scenario I gave you about being in the middle of the night. That's me.
I know it
no,
is.
No. You fooled me.
That's me, guys. I don't wash my hands in the middle of the night.
He'll go to the bathroom, not wash his hands. And then he comes back in and he gets it up and he snuggles me and touches my whole body with his filthy pee hands.
I do this to our lips. I go, hey, babe, it's 2 a.m, but I had a really good pee. I just want to let you know.
Listen, instead of a divorce lawyer, I'm going to need a defense lawyer for when I murder him.
Whoa.
Yikes.
For legal reasons, that is a joke.
But you wash your hands every time, especially if guests are coming or if you're cooking food. And absolutely when you poo.
The most cleanly you should be is when you're having guests over.
I just, after talking about this, I had a brain blast. I remember the original story that got sent to us by a listener. Deleted, but that title was specifically "My Boyfriend Doesn't Wash His Hands After a Number Two."
After a two is pretty gross.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Do you wash your? Let's say you're doing shit to shower. Do you wash your hands after shitting to get into the shower?
No.
No.
Okay. I know someone that does.
Only strictly because you're getting in the shower, you're going to wash your whole body.
Yeah.
So. That's my one exception.
That makes sense.
So if I just shower at Target, then I don't need to like wash my hands after I pee?
Shower at Target?
Yeah.
They don't have showers.
They do if you work hard enough.
What's that
supposed to mean?
It says employees must shower, patrons optional.
No, it doesn't.
Have you ever been in the Target's men's restroom?
Actually, yes, I have.
They're like these big standing things that like have water coming from the bottom. You just sort of dip your head in there.
No, that's called a urinal, honey. Mm-hmm. It's a urinal.
No.
Wait, really? That's not the public shower?
It's perfect size for me. I fit right in there. Being small.
You do have to be careful. It can still go down those drains, Josh. I have another story for us here, folks.
No, that's all right. Let's continue on this.
That one
for the entire
scarred
podcast.
Me. So,
I mean,
I'm in rough condition.
Do we need
right
to
now.
Hash it out a little bit? Do we need to?
I mean, I don't know.
Does the whole audience have to hear us like go through basically marriage counseling in front of Josh to try to determine like, what if I wash my hands after peeing most of the time?
I was just in talking in general that I'm scarred about people not washing their hands, not specifically about you.
How do we feel about washing the bottom of your feet, boys?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Listen, I can't tell you the last time I washed the bottom of my feet.
The
soap gets down there.
Are you kidding me?
I wash my body. I wash my ass crack. I wash my ass itself. I wash the legs.
Here's the worst.
The bottom of the feet. Are you kidding me?
This is the worst part of it. I wash the top of my feet, but not the bottom. Yeah. I'm already there. What am I doing, guys? How do I fix myself?
It's a character flaw in me. I understand that.
I am coming to the understanding that it's a character flaw in men in general.
I'm sure there are women who don't.
Ladies, let us know. Do you wash the bottom of your feet?
Send pics of your feet while
I don't want that. Don't want that. Men are disgusting. Moving on to the next one.
All right, we'll move on to the next one.
Christian, very poop adjacent story. It's a very classy way to bring up a shit talk. It's
the closest I got
on
this week.
On brand for him.
Thank you. So, Toshi, if you want to sponsor, reach out.
Could you just program your bidet to just sort of like pee and then you hit it and then you just sort of right over the bowl there?
No.
It's clean water. Get a second one that just shoots soap.
No.
Okay. Hey, Tushy?
I'm just asking.
Tushy, if you want that proprietary idea there.
Could you imagine the burn on your beehole if you actually accidentally got a little soap too deep into it?
Huh?
It's like getting shampoo in your eyes, I bet.
Are you about to tell us you don't wash your butthole
Yeah,
either?
Do you what? Not? Huh?
Well, I wash my butt. I wash my butt in the shower, but I don't like put it into my butthole.
No.
I'm talking about the force that a bidet would have.
No.
Sneaking into your butthole.
Listen, I've never used a bidet, but does it go all the way up your butthole?
No.
I don't know.
It just sprays the air. Your butthole isn't just open for things to enter.
Well, when you use the listener's advice from a previous episode and you spread your butt cheeks before sitting down, it spreads it open a little bit. I'm just using listener advice. I figured I'd take it for a whirl.
Christian, you're digging a hole, man.
I do wash my butt, guys. Am I the asshole for requesting that my brother gives me $20,000 to help me pay for my wedding since he makes so much more than me?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Just, you gotta give me 20 grand.
You gotta.
You make 65, I make 62. Come on.
I, 23 female. Same writer from the last story. I'm engaged to my fiance, 27 male.
Nope.
I'm also the mother to my daughter. I wasn't able to go to university full time since I was raising my daughter. However, I am currently studying history online, where I'll hopefully be able to become a history teacher. But balancing studying while raising my daughter hasn't been easy. However, my fiance supports the family, and it's really helped. Has really helped since my fiance works in research lab. I don't. That's an ex.
Is that supposed to be like that makes a lot of money?
I guess, but she never really says how much he makes. Only how much the brother makes. We have enough money to live comfortably.
So far, she has given no important information.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too. It gets juicy, guys. Don't worry. We have enough money to live comfortably, but saving up money to have our dream wedding would take years. My brother, 28 male, works as a hospital doctor, and his wife is also a hospital doctor. So to say that they are well off would be an understatement. My brother hasn't had the same struggles of raising a child that I have had, since they both don't want any children. And I don't mind the fact that they both don't want kids, but they've been able to save a lot of money due to this. So recently I asked my brother if he would be able to help pay for my wedding, since him having to contribute to my wedding would help make it a magical moment for me. My brother offered to give me $5,000 towards my wedding.
That's very generous.
Which honestly surprised me. I might be wrong here, but surely a hospital doctor and my brother should be able to contribute more than that to my wedding. Oh.
Just say doctor.
I understand. I told him that I'd really appreciate if he could give me around $20,000 for my wedding, since it would really mean a lot to me.
This is insane.
But he refused.
Just negotiating a gift.
20 grand is a lot of money.
It's so much. Not for a doctor and a doctor's wife.
It's a lot of money for anyone.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't make my annoyance with my brother clear. And I told him that his refusal to help pay for my wedding is selfish. And that if he doesn't help contribute to my wedding, then he won't be able to come. Since it isn't my fault that I don't have a lot of money to fund my own wedding.
What?
What is this person on about?
We had an argument afterwards, and I haven't been returning his calls since. The rest of my family is helping to contribute to my wedding, which makes his refusal even worse. Despite my brother's actions, my father thinks that I'm being too harsh on my brother, and that me not inviting him to my wedding would be upsetting for him. Am I missing something here, or am I the asshole?
You are absolutely the asshole. Holy shit.
Insane.
What an entitled person.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't haggle on a gift. Like, oh, Graham, thanks for sending me 100. Really need it to be 175, though. Thanks.
Yeah, just a quick 20K, please.
The fact that he was even willing to, like, give her the 5 grand.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Like, congratulations. Also, just because they're doctors doesn't mean that they have money.
Yeah, they have a lot of students.
Yeah, it's almost like medical debt is insane. Medical
like a 28-year-old doctor is probably just getting out of med school /
residency.
Working on a residency or a specialty. Like, they don't really get paid all that much.
If Scrubs has taught me anything, they're still stealing pudding from the hospital cafeteria.
Really, though. Like, they don't get paid that much. And not to mention, 1 year of medical schools, depending on where you go, could be 50 to $80,000 to $100,000 a year times four.
But they don't have kids.
Yeah, they don't have kids.
That does not matter.
Well, and they're both doctors, though.
Also does not matter.
Hospital doctors?
Doesn't matter.
You sure?
She keeps saying hospital doctors because eventually she's going to get her doctorate in history and then just go around. I'm a history doctor.
I'm also a doctor. We're burning. We're people are mad now.
I'm mad. This is ridiculous. Also, she chose to have a child.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that, but.
She chose.
Okay.
How did she not choose? It's her body. It's her choice.
We won't get into it.
Okay. Either way, she has a child. They are choosing not to have a child. How about that? They're choosing not to have a child.
Yeah.
That's their choice.
Mm-hmm.
They also are choosing to give you $5,000. Also their choice, which they did not Insane. Have to do. And the fact that you're, I am heated.
I am pretty just the entire institution of like, or ceremony, not the institution of marriage. The entire ceremony around a marriage is fucking insane to me as someone who has never done it. I feel like I could throw a pretty fucking kick-ass wedding for $5,000. Like, come on. You don't need to have a fucking dream wedding if it's completely out of your means. Use the means that you got.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just demand cash.
Yeah, that's really rude to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you could also offer ass to grass.
To your brother?
Well, his wife.
Oh my God.
No, I'm talking about... He is a hospital doctor, and specifically he does plastic surgery, so I'm talking about BBLs, baby.
Ass, grass, or grafts are the big three for hospital doctors. You'll sort of take skin from the forehead and put it other places.
No, they don't take skin from the forehead.
They do for rhinoplasty. They take it right from here and put it. This is staples true. In your head.
Also, a BBL is... taking fat from your own body and transplanting it into your own butt.
Into your ass.
And how much do you think that would cost?
So they
15 G's? That might make up the wedding present.
But what I'm saying is you can't transplant fat from somebody else's body onto your body.
Mm.
Well, what I'm saying is that he is giving her an ass. Like it was flat.
Because she clearly doesn't have a fucking spine.
Good point. But also, that doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
Why would he be giving her an ass when, like, there's
for her wedding? He's giving her a BBL for her wedding.
Her dream wedding was to have a fucking dumper walking down the aisle.
You can't have a train without a caboose on it.
She has an assless train.
You got me.
Here comes the dump truck. Here comes the dump truck.
Oh, Jesus.
Where are we at time-wise?
All I'm saying is, if you want your dream wedding, then you fucking pay for it.
I'm surprised in all of this she didn't, like, demand it from her dad, right? Isn't, like, the bride's dad supposed to pay for the wedding?
There is weird old, like, rules to the weddings like that, but... they suck.
Yeah, but that's what I mean is like this person sucks. I'm surprised she isn't just like, and my dad's a fucking cheapskate.
This person is very entitled and sounds like a spoiled brat to me.
Well, what they left out is that the parents gave them $40,000. So
this is what I mean is like, if your brothers, if you get $5,000, like maybe just postpone the wedding. Wait a couple years till you can save up. I guess what I mean, like the whole ceremony around it, like if you call me fucking stupid. I just think the wedding should be
mainly focused.
Okay.
Fucking stupid.
Thank you. That's enough.
I can't think of anything that's not dumb, stupid, idiot. So
Just put them all together. It's what you normally do.
That is my catchphrase, the dumb, stupid, idiot.
Just isn't the whole point supposed to be about you and your spouse getting married?
Correct.
You don't need 20 G's of shitty ass fake fucking flowers all over the floor. You just spend 2 G's on it. And then use the rest of the 3s to go to fucking Maui or something.
I think we spent $300 on our flowers.
Yeah. And your guys' wedding was a wedding. Guys, let's get into the circle. Your guys' wedding was very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
But to get the wedding that we wanted, we also postponed, not really postponed, we planned it for 2 years and saved up and paid for things along the way for 2 years so that we could afford it.
Yeah. And to be fair, all of Christian's siblings are medical doctors.
Yeah. Hospital doctors, be specific.
Sorry.
No.
Please don't tarnish their reputation like that.
One does work in a hospital, though.
Mm.
Anyway, this lady sucks.
Yeah, this is a pretty fun, just like, man.
And if you're putting this much stress and effort, or stress and this much bullshit onto your wedding.
Pretty crazy to get a $5,000 gift and then just be like, you're not coming to the fucking wedding, asshole. Just throwing away whatever wedding present they were going to get on top of that.
All I'm saying is good luck in your marriage.
Yikes. Wow. They've been dating for 3 years already. What do you mean?
We dated for 10 before.
And you guys
wedding.
Are on the rocks.
Yeah, we're after not. That last story.
Well, guys, let's get to a freaking break. How about that?
Take
a. Let's get this dense, heavy air out of the stew. Does that sound all right?
No.
Yeah, I'll go wash my hands real quick. If
yeah,
it's gonna be a fucking deal.
Fucking wash your hands, you nasty men.
All
both
right,
of
we'll
you.
Be back.
We'll
right
be back.
Bye. Now. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this side of the break. We tried to get the dense air out, and then Erica talked about how a house caught on fire in her neighborhood.
I'm letting you know what's going on in town.
But speaking about fires in our town, Erica has some hot goss from the YMCA.
Queen.
Spill it, sis.
I don't like what you did there.
This is the circle dirge. Of course, what we do is we dirge around the circle. Sometimes we do other stuff, though, so here it is. Bye.
Anyway, so I am on... a Facebook group about local gossip and happenings. And they posted something the other day that someone went to our local YMCA and pulled out a gun.
Okay.
And was like threatening people with it. Didn't shoot anybody, which is fabulous. Super glad that didn't happen.
Okay.
But here's the discussion that ensued.
Was it in the lap pool?
No.
I'm not sharing a lane with you.
So I'm going to read some comments. This one says, who was the fight between? Thought it was this person and that person. I thought they were friends and business partners. Somebody else says,
juicy.
Somebody else says, yes, messy divorces and grown men acting like entitled assholes.
Yikes.
Leave it to a divorced dad to fucking pull a pistol at a young men. What's YMCA stand for?
Young men.
Christian Academy or something like that.
Something like that. And then somebody posted, any adult that fights in front of children are giant pieces of shit, especially when there's a gun involved.
So was it, he pulled on another person at the gym. It wasn't like a worker.
Yes. So here's the juicy part. From what I hear, this guy cheated on his wife with that guy's wife, destroying both marriages, and then went to a birthday party to fight that guy.
Okay.
That's such a cool move.
And then another person says, from what I heard, this guy got caught sucking off some other guy and his wife walked in on them.
Wait, the guy who was cheated on or cheated with?
The guy who cheated with.
So this dude's just going around slanging.
Yeah.
Just fucking up marriages left and right.
Yes.
I love that there's a gossip Facebook page and it is so literal to the name. Like,
oh, it's
not
straight
even
up
like,
gossip.
It's like, well, I heard that he sucked a dick. It's like, from who? I can't tell my sources.
Okay, so then somebody posted, is this the guy who brought a gun to the YMCA and stole a little girl yesterday? What the fuck? I didn't hear about that. And he goes, somebody else says, no, that was his daughter that he got from the party. She wasn't stolen. Okay. So
it was by the
I feel like even if you're taking your own daughter, if it's by gunpoint, that's stealing in a way.
Yeah, I would.
It's pretty insane.
Child endangerment, kidnapping.
So they were having a birthday party at the YMCA?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where the fight was going to go down. He just had he was fucking cocked and loaded.
Yes. So then somebody posted screenshots of that guy. So the guy who
did all the fuckery.
Yes.
The sucking and fucking.
Uh-huh. He posted on April 5th, 2019, hey, I know how to end gun crime. If you get caught committing a violent gun crime, they cut off your fingers. No repeat offenders.
Okay.
Okay. Then he posted something else later that year about like liking guns or whatever. It's like,
so,
and then you commit gun violence. Like, what are you talking about?
The guy who brought the gun was the one who did the cheating or no?
Yes.
What? How is he angry? He's doing.
I don't know.
He's living life.
I don't know.
I don't understand why he was angered to that point to where he needed to go fight somebody at a children's birthday party.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a child's birthday party?
The child's birthday parties in those breakaway rooms, the YMCA fucking slap.
They are.
You get like that nice smell of the pool in the air while you're eating pepperoni pizza.
Isn't it weird that it was by the fucking, the lap lanes? It was all by the pool lanes, dog.
Well, yeah.
This all started because he wouldn't share a fucking lane with him.
No. Stay in your fucking lane, bro.
You swim wide, bro. I'm not sharing a lane with you.
Your breaststroke is splashing on my back.
So,
do you think they could have squashed the beef if they just spent 15 minutes in the sauna kind of hashing it out?
Mano y mano. Dicks and balls exposed.
So people are saying that they're going to stop going to the business that he owns. And then...
What kind of business is it?
Auto body?
No, it's kind of like a restaurant. I think it's like ice cream.
Okay.
Like a bakery or something.
Okay.
I don't know if this is his wife or if this was like a business partner's wife, but basically saying, you know, I run this location myself. We have four kids to care for. You know, Jesus. This is going to greatly affect us. Please, like, we don't condone this activity, but please don't stop coming to our business. I was just like, oh, man.
So they're like guilt tripping people into supporting us, a serial cheater and violent criminal.
Like I said, I don't know if it's his wife.
But like he benefits from it. And they're like, we got four kids. You gotta come.
Bro, I don't know. It's just wild. And like there's still constant comments being updated on
this. When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
It's only been a day. There's so much gossip going on about it.
I know.
Where does I think somebody commented this on one of our TikToks recently about something about cheating. I don't remember. How do you have time? You got four kids. You own a business. You got a wife.
I don't know if that's the same. I don't think it's the same person.
Yeah, you got four kids.
I don't know how many kids this dude has. He's got at least one.
It's just I don't understand how you have time in a monogamous like one-on-one relationship. Where do you have time to go out and cheat?
That's true. Where do you find the time?
I guess they don't. And that's why they get caught, as their times don't line up.
Yeah.
I guess the good cheaters who have the time don't get caught. And you don't hear about them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just insane. Like,
so nobody got hurt.
They got into a fist fight.
Okay.
They were fist fighting, and then he's like, "Fuck you," and pulls out a gun, and then the fist fighting stops.
So do you think he's just getting his ass beat?
I mean, maybe.
Because I feel like that's the only time when you pull out a gun is when you're getting your ass beat and you're embarrassed.
If you're in a fist fight, a pistol is pretty much a white flag. Like, listen, guy, I'm losing here, but it's fucking over.
I don't know. But it's just wild that, like...
Is there any other juicy gossip like that? Is this, like, a daily thing that there's just the juiciest of gossip in there?
I don't think this is a daily thing in our town.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of gossip in here, but it's...
Is it a lot of just, like... Fuck Mark McGrath. He's banging my wife. Is that the guy from Sugar Ray?
Yeah, Mark McGrath. You did change it a little bit.
Sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to dox you like that.
There's this post from today that says, I don't care who's right or wrong in situations. As someone who has lawyers/judges in my family.
That's us.
This is a good time to remind people. If you are expecting to go to court soon, shut the fuck up. You might think you're doing the right thing, but what you are all doing is just digging yourselves or someone you love into a deeper hole.
Mm-hmm.
So like kind of.
That makes sense. If I've learned anything from those TikTok lawyers, it is shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I've learned anything from watching murders and in the police interrogations, just
shut the fuck up.
Don't fucking talk.
Yep. And then there's, they were shaming our local newspaper for a spelling error on the front page.
Shaming them for money gating their content. It's like a local, it's a local newspaper, and you can read two sentences before it's like, you're going to have to do a $15 a month subscription if you want to read any more than that. It's like, I guess I don't then. I don't give a fuck. I
guess I'll just go to Facebook where it's free and I can figure out who's sucking off who.
A lot of like traffic updates and stuff, but
traffic updates.
The gas.
Yeah, Ninth Street's closed, and then the next post. Yeah, this dude sucked this person's dick while he's married, and the next one's like, so the ice cream place around the corner had a little bit of a scare, so it's closed for the rest of the day.
This one was from 5 days ago. Big boom in town.
What are those booms?
What's the deal with the booms?
We'll just be chilling, and out of nowhere, just like loud boom, almost like the loudest thunder you'll ever hear. And it just happened.
Is that not just people setting off fireworks?
No.
They think it's barges.
I think it's barges hitting. But
because we're close to the river.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it just happens. And like it's just one of those things where you just live with it. You're like, okay. Yeah. Just loud noises every now and then. Speaking of loud noises, Christian, you want to get into your story, man?
Yeah, dude. I got a story for us. So this was a story sent in to us by a listener, not a listener submission. But they had to take a screenshot because it got deleted.
Hell yes. Is this from, what's her name?
I did not check. I had to take a screenshot of the picture because it was too small for me to read in the email.
Very embarrassing.
Guys, stop. Had a fight with my wife. Didn't find out what was wrong until I checked the security cameras. Hey, people of Reddit.
Hello.
New account here because I don't want my wife to see this.
You're already in trouble. Why do you need to go to the internet?
Basically, I'm writing this because we recently had a fight. The biggest one our marriage has ever seen. It started on Sunday. I was just waking up when my wife was going to sleep after playing video games all night, which has become the norm. But anyways, it all started when I heard her coming up smashing down the hallway from our living room. This scared me a little bit, but if I'm being honest, this wasn't all bad because I take a very heavy tranquilizer to be able to sleep through through her shouting.
Jesus. Okay, what? That is not proper, like, what's it called? We work together to come to a compromise?
Yeah.
You don't take a fucking trank because your wife is loud playing Call of Duty.
Knock yourself out because she's got to pwn some noobs. As I was saying, she was smashing. The smashing wasn't bad because it actually woke me up. The problem started when she somehow banged a corner off of the door by slamming it open.
Banged the corner off of a door.
Yeah, I guess like the literal corner of the door broke off.
You're dating King Kong. What is going on? Why are you so loud and hefty about things?
Then she came huffing down onto the bed. I asked her, what's up? And she ignored me. Instead, she just said, shut the fuck up and get ready for work. I was very taken aback by this and just got up like she said. It wasn't until I walked into the computer room that I realized why she was so upset. I'm sorry if this sounds trolly, but it is the truth. There was a putrid smell coming from the room, and after looking, I realized it was because there was throw up all over her keyboard.
Oh.
I was concerned, of course. So, sorry. It's still too small to read on my phone.
I don't know why you're yelling at me like this, Josh.
Well, zoom in. Zoom in and hands.
But then I lose my line when I'm going back around.
Turn your phone sideways.
Dude, that might be the game changer.
You need cheaters, Christian.
Do I?
Are you actually not good vision? When's the last time you got an eye test?
Never.
Never in my life.
So you're just living under this assumption that you have good eyes because you refuse to check if you have good eyes?
Well, yeah, because then he would be on the same level as us, and right. He doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, I really can't be on the same
level. He can't be dumb, deaf, and blind.
It would be a real tarnish on me. I was concerned, of course. When I first saw this, I thought, is my wife sick? I hurried back to the bedroom and asked her. This is the climax of the fight.
Thanks for the warning.
I walked in and asked her, in a worried tone, are you okay? Her response was telling me to fuck off. Sorry for the language.
Are they Australian?
They don't ever say. But they do apologize for language, so I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But that is what she said. I was worried that she was sick, but I didn't want to keep prodding, so I left the room. I made my way to work as usual, and on the way there, I remembered I have some security cameras in the computer room that I used to watch my dog with when nobody is home. I keep recordings of moments from loud noises or emotions, so I know it would have been caught when my wife was getting sick.
That's so funny.
Anyways, on my lunch break, I loaded up the app and found the moment it happened. And to be honest with you right now, I was shocked.
I'm waiting on bated breath.
My wife, after losing what seemed to be a match of League of Legends, started screaming at the top of her lungs. And then she just kept screaming so hard that she ended up throwing up from it. God bless my tranquilizers, because I didn't have to hear this.
God bless my drinks.
But I saw that the moment before she came thumping down the hallway, and in that moment she was tugging at her hair. She didn't even acknowledge the throw up. She punched her computer off and then made her way down the hallway. I'm in disbelief, honestly. I didn't realize her gaming problem was this bad. She had always told me that the long nights of gaming are due to her fear of the sun. I believed her on that. I didn't know is because she played until she got so angry she could get physically sick from it. This is where I come to you for advice. Where can I possibly go from here? Sorry for formatting. I am on mobile.
I think you find whatever divorce lawyer that Erica was talking about and fucking get out of there.
Yeah, that's bad. That's real bad.
How did you not know she has a gaming problem when you were taking fucking tranquilizers to sleep through her gaming?
Well, not only a gaming problem, she's clearly got some anger management issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on?
It's one thing to, you know, scream at a game when you're mad, but then to take that out on your partner and say, shut the fuck up and go get ready for work without, you know, your partner didn't do anything there.
Yeah, her partners didn't do anything. That's why she fucking lost top lane.
Yeah.
Fucking bot was getting bodied. Jungle comes up in ganks, doesn't have offer any fucking support. It's fucking bullshit.
Fucking mid not doing their job. Mm. Fucking choking, dude. Down 3-7. Fucking mid, are you kidding me? Can you imagine the fucking farm on the other team?
They're pushing T2. We haven't even touched their T1. Lol. I do enjoy that, like, white men get so angry they punch drywall and women get so angry they puke on their keyboards.
What an insane reaction. Can you imagine yelling so loud and so long that you threw up from it?
Just, like, stimulating your vaso. Was it the vaso?
Vasovagal.
Vasovagal response. Just fucking yakking.
Insane.
And you know, it was just fucking like Cheeto and pizza, like all the orange foods, because gamers only eat orange foods and green drinks.
I think she needs to go to therapy.
Yeah, that would be a good call.
I think she's uninstall League of Legends. There's games that don't make you that angry.
Yeah, but maybe try Stardew Valley. Oh, Animal Crossing.
Try The Sims.
There you go. Oh,
tried and true. Very good. Great game.
She's going to be trying to make it out of the mine. It hits 3 a.m. and her character blacks out and she fucking shits on her bed. She only has physical responses to anger at video games.
Yeah, I think she needs therapy.
I got the second question for you guys. Imagine being that bad at video games that you have to yell so loud and so long that you throw up.
The funny thing is she's probably like in silver.
That would be, I'd be upset.
Not good or bad.
Bad.
No. Pretty bad.
Bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, masters.
So it's like second from the worst. But it's because she has trash teammates, all right? Yeah. It's not her.
AOC is in plat. I think she hit plat in League of Legends.
How does she have time?
Senators and congresspeople don't work.
They do recess for like 3 months every 6 months.
I mean, how does our government work?
They have to have hobbies. It's, you know, it's a job, you know.
I know, but still.
What's the worst body... What's the worst body fluid you guys excreted while playing a video game? Or expelled?
I guess drool, because I fall asleep.
Yeah, like spit from coughing. I don't know. I've never shat or threw up while gaming.
I would say when I was down the baddest, it wasn't even that bad. I was actually doing great. It was when I lived at your house, and I was upstairs, and there wasn't very good heating or cooling upstairs, and it was in the summer. And it was balls hot in the room. And I was playing Overwatch. I had just gotten home. It was when I was in big Overwatch grind. And I was on fucking fire. I had won like 5 matches in a row. But it was getting hotter and hotter as the day went on. And I had a window AC unit. But my broken little small ass man brain was like, I can't change the environment. I'm playing so good. So I was just sitting drenched in sweat. Just fucking sniping shit with Ana. Just... hitting those sleep darts on Pharah out of the air. Just,
you still have that brain. He does this to me when we work
when
out.
When we work out. Mm-mm.
If I don't turn the fan on to the right setting at the top of the workout, he's like, you can't change it. We have a good workout.
If we're having a good workout and we forgot to turn the fan on and now we're sweating because it's too hot, we can't turn it on. It's going to ruin the flow of the room.
I thought I was going to pass out during the summer. We're doing heavy squats. And I'm like, I literally like can't open my eyes, Josh. Please let me turn the fan on. It's like, that's a loser's mindset.
I was like, please. You can't change it.
Are you trying to kill my husband?
Hey, just if it makes us stronger. Fit. I'm just trying to get his gains up.
I think it's time for a listener submission. So if you could play that noise for us.
Hey, Rickster DJ, turn the record on. We got a sound from our Insta.
Hey, Emily, I know you love this podcast. Will you go to homecoming with me?
No pressure, Emily, but.
No fucking pressure, Emily.
I mean, you love the podcast.
Thanks for loving our podcast, Emily.
Who sent that to us?
Natalie.
Natalie and Emily sitting in a tree. J-U-D-G-I-E-S.
And
what? Did you judges. Just? Oh.
It's God. Looking like homecoming is on dumb. The Friday that this episode releases, so I hope you answer quick.
Natalie, I hope you didn't just rely on our podcast to ask her because we might be late.
That's a pretty... How did you get... Did you guys have any fun asking to homecomings?
Definitely. I texted Erica, do you want to go to homecoming with me? And then I assumed every year after correct. That, it was just implied we were going to homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you came to our homecoming every year? I only went to homecoming my freshman year.
Oh, I only went to my homecoming my freshman year.
Wow, twins.
Yeah.
I asked somebody to prom via Pokemon.
Yeah.
Did she just laugh in your face?
She asked me to ask her again a different way.
Did she really? Oh, Joshua.
Yeah, I passed the... It was a Game Boy Pokemon Red. I named all but my Pokemon, will you go to prom with me? And I passed it up on the track bus for her to... And I texted her, like, hey, can you see if, like, any of my Pokemon are cool? And then she texted me and said, you need to ask me a different way.
I'm sorry,
did she say
Josh.
Yes, though?
I mean, we were already planning on going to prom together, so... She said yes the second time. I don't know if she said yes the first time, but
do you feel like this explains a lot about Josh? Do you feel like this is like a origin story in the making of him doing something that he thinks is funny and basically getting a boo out of it?
I don't remember how I asked her the second time.
Yeah, I think we were kind of before all that kind of started, those like cute promposals or whatever.
I would have never done it for you. I'm sorry.
I know. That's not you didn't.
That's not my personality type. But also, because we went to homecoming. That was before we started going out. We started going out because of that. Like, after that, we started going out. And then, so we were going out a month after homecoming. And so the next year, it's like, we've already been going out for a year and a month. Or 11 months.
You just asked. You just assumed. And actually,
it would have really hurt my feelings if you went with somebody else.
I know. I wouldn't have. But that's not the point. The point is that you're supposed to ask.
Christian, get into that story.
Good luck at homecoming. Make good choices.
Hope you guys win whatever sport it
Send us pictures. I want to see.
Hi, judges.
Hello.
Hi.
My boyfriend, 34 male, and I, 27 female, have been dating for about 2 months and are quite serious.
You've been dating a 30-year-old?
Wrong.
We have keys to each other's places and see each other about 3 to 4 times a week and spend the night when we do see each other. But very recently, our coworker has moved in to one of his spare bedrooms.
Wait, so you guys work together and are dating?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually doesn't work out great. Spoiler.
For their relationship?
Just most relationships.
That's fair.
Last week when I asked if I was staying over at his place that night, he suggested staying at mine instead because he didn't want to have me over on her first night there, just to be polite. And I said, okay, and wasn't too bothered by this at first.
It's fine.
But then this week when I asked if I was staying over, he again said that he'd rather come to my house, which, again, I'm fine with, but then texted me later that day saying she was not going to be over that night. I texted back, okay, should I come over then? And he responded a bit later saying that she changed her mind and was going to stay here that night. And I wouldn't have been bothered by this, but he then said that she changed her mind again because he told her that I was not going to be there. The three of us are friends, so I don't see where this is coming from. and I don't think we should be changing the dynamic of our relationship around a new roommate. I understand not being there all the time since I don't live there, but it feels like he's trying to accommodate her for her more than for me. And while this will end up lessening the already very few times we see each other a week, we do get to see each other
very
still.
Few. You see her more often than not. 3 to 4 times a week.
I think they both need to suck it up since this is how our relationship works right now and as we're not living together yet. But you tell me, am I the asshole here?
Has she communicated to her partner that she thinks it's weird yet? Because from what I understand, no, right? She's just getting upset that he's... Because if she hasn't said like, hey, I think it's weird that you're not letting me over,
yeah,
then she has no right to be upset that he's catering to the roommate's needs because she hasn't vocalized her needs.
Right. Yeah,
I doubt she's communicated. I mean, we know it's a hard thing to do, communicate. She does have a few additional pieces of information here at the end.
I need to know if she has a roommate.
We don't live close to each other. It's about a 30-minute commute. And it makes more sense for one of us to just to stay the night at the others, depending on our work schedule for the next day. That's the only additional information. So she never brings up if they've communicated the issue.
I think it's fine, like, why he probably just doesn't want to make it weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, a work dynamic is different than a personal dynamic. And if he, you know, isn't fully comfortable, like, having his coworkers see him, like, in a, like, lovey-dovey spot right now, especially, like, because you don't want to make it awkward. So I think it's fine to have a cushion, but you can't expect that to last indefinitely. Eventually, she's going to have to come over and they're going to have to bang. I assume, listener, that you have sex as loud as this lady plays video games. Because otherwise it should just be fucking fine.
Yeah.
I think that if you're not comfortable having your coworkers know your personal life, then you shouldn't have let one of them move in with you.
Yeah. That's yeah. Point. But I just mean like, just give it like a month to like let everything settle. And then, you know, it's like, there's like that, that cool down period. Like when you first start dating somebody, there's like a period before you find when you can fart. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's what this is right now with like a roommate where it's like, you know, when you get a new roommate and you're like, I'm going to be a perfect roommate. I'm not going to have anybody over. I'm not going to play music loud. I'm going to wash all my dishes. And then eventually because your little bad things about you come out over time. I feel like this is fine for now, but just say like, hey.
You need to communicate.
Eventually I need to come over.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be fine with this. I would love not making that 30-minute drive every time. But...
Unless their relationship is a secret.
Yeah. Well, they said they're all friends, so I guess they wouldn't. They should know.
I think they said they're all coworkers.
Yeah, they're all coworkers and friends.
Yeah. So, yeah, they. I would assume you would know.
Yeah, I. Unless I'm reading his actions incorrectly, I think he's just trying to be as nice to the new...
Courteous.
Yeah, like courteous. And, like, if you haven't made it clear that upsets you to him, then I don't think you can be upset about that.
Communication. That's what I keep telling you.
Tell him, Richard.
But real
communicate
nice.
Communicate with each other.
Real nice icebreaker. Just have a movie night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
cook dinner together.
It feels like you got to do something here to make it not awkward for you to all be around each other. I get him wanting her to feel like she has her own personal space, but it's like something's got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I would say nobody's the asshole.
That's what I was thinking from the start.
I agree.
Like,
it's
I don't
all
think,
fine.
I don't think anybody sucks here.
I think it's just the awkwardness of, you know, figuring out roommate situations.
And a new relationship. I mean, 2 months isn't a real long time, so.
True.
No, they're pretty serious.
That's fine. They can be pretty serious. It doesn't mean they know everything about each other yet.
Yeah, they see each other 3 days a week.
More than that,
they're
because
serious.
They're coworkers.
That's crazy.
Also, it's fine.
It's
you'll
fine.
Figure it out. You guys will figure it out. You're freaking out over nothing. Calm down.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a... take it. It's okay.
That is all you got for us? You got
That's
any more stories?
That's all I got, guys.
Guys, we made it through a whole episode without Erica throwing a carrot at me.
Oh.
Sorry if that was loud.
You broke the mic.
With a soft, plush carrot.
I'm pissed. Erica, I'm pissed.
Erica, I'm so pissed. If we don't gain followers on our Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, which is our handle is what?
JUDGIES pod.
Then I'm
at Judgy's pod.
Buying a bigger carrot that's even less plush.
Okay, I'm still going to throw that at you.
No,
stop.
Keep talking shit. I'm going to get real carrots in here.
And Christian, what should they do for a review?
Yeah, I mean, if you're enjoying yourself listening to this episode, you should go leave us a review at Apple. If you leave a good one, maybe it'll get read on an episode sometime. Who knows?
Links in the description.
If you want us to read, your review, probably do that on Patreon if you wanted.
That's true. And our Patreon, of course, Judgy's Pod. Bonus episode every month. We have, listen, a little bit of all you people who've stuck around to this end. When Erica told that story about being pissed about Christian not coming to pick her up, Christian and I were recording a video for, well, it's going to be on our main page on YouTube as well, but it's going to lead into bonus Patreon episodes that we have
eventually.
But that's coming out very soon, I promise.
I don't even remember this.
You're too angry to remember.
Well, that sounds about right.
But it's time to go, guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The judges love you.